The first coach on the teleconference is Northwestern's Pat Fitzgerald. The Wildcats are 4-0 overall and host Minnesota at noon Eastern time on BTN. Coach, thank you for joining us. Would you like to make some opening comments today or go straight to questions?
Right to questions, please, Adam. Thank you.
All right, that's what we'll do.
At this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Brian Rosenthal with Lincoln Journal Star.
Hey, Pat, I was just wondering, what's kind of your diagnosis of the Big Ten West right now? How maybe has the landscape or outlook changed since the preseason in your mind?
You know, I'd love to be able to give you a comment on that with some education behind it. I haven't been able to pay a whole lot of attention to everybody else because we're so focused on ourselves. But, you know, I see everyone's record, and it looks like it's wide open. And obviously we've studied Minnesota and very, very impressed with Coach Kill's team.
What about your team?
Oh, I think we're a work in progress. You know, we're happy to be with the win-loss record, but we're far from being what the team we're capable of, and that's the challenge that we're working to fix every day. And, you know, today was one of those great, great college football days for us from a practice standpoint. It was cold and nasty and rainy and windy, and the guys handled it really, really well. Great focus, great energy, and, you know, great start to the week here as we get ready for an outstanding opponent. So, fun time of the year. You know, here we go. Everybody's excited to play Big Ten football. That's why our coaches are in this league. But more importantly, it's why our student-athletes chose to come to our schools beyond getting great educations. And I'm a fan first and couldn't be more fired up for the start of the conference play.
All right. Thanks, Pat.
Yep.
Our next question comes from the line of Brian Bennett with ESPN.com.
Hey, Pat. I wanted to ask if you, what do you remember, if anything, from the recruitment of Anthony Walker and just kind of getting him out of South Florida?
Yeah, you know, it was great getting to know he and his father. You know, obviously his dad's a high school coach and administrator, and it was just a terrific opportunity for us to get to know them. And we thought we were going to be in battles, and we were, to get him out of South Florida, but he's been an impact player since we've got him on the field.
And you guys obviously had a lot of guys go out with injury in that game on Saturday. How are you guys health-wise just overall right now?
Yeah, I feel like we're getting better.
Okay. Do you feel like a lot of those guys might be back, or is it too soon to say?
Yeah, I'll issue an injury report on Thursday.
Okay. Sounds good. Thanks.
Yep.
Our next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Fitz, along those lines, how much does it help, do you think, if your opponent does not know about specific injuries on your team?
Well, I would say from a standpoint of what we don't know and what they don't know is what it is, and you got to focus on yourself. But, you know, as far as information schematically or injuries or anything that could be construed as an advantage to our opponents, I think it behooves us as coaches to protect our teams and our players.
Do you think it's changed much over the years? Like, my take is coaches have become much more reticent to give out information. Do you find that to be the case as well?
I don't know. I think that, you know, right now with the way things are, I mean, you know, a lot of our bloggers are students, you know, and so if a guy's walking around with a boot on his ankle, you know, it, 20 years ago, nobody would say anything. You know, now there ends up being a tweet and maybe even a Snapchat picture. So, yeah, it's a different world. So you just, I think as coaches, you want to be as honest as you can, but not sacrifice or compromise your players or your program. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Thank you.
Yep.
Our next question comes from the line of Andy Ritter with St. Paul's Pioneer Press.
Hey, Coach. Thanks for taking the time this morning.
What about
what about this year's team makes you confident that you'll carry a strong September into October?
Well, I don't know if this team is any different than the ones that we've had in the past. From a standpoint of, we've been pretty successful in September, but the focus of this team is probably what gives me the most pleasure to watch them work. They've been very focused since January and have been really working hard to build great and strong, genuine relationships with each other, and we faced some adversity here in the first couple of weeks, and I think there's a calm presence about the group, and we know what we're getting into. I mean, we've kind of got obviously we all have 8 games left, but we go 4, then a bye, then 4, and you know, these next 4 games, you know, are going to be a huge challenge for us. But you keep your focus on this week, and you know, we're playing a great opponent, and it's going to be a huge challenge.
Just one follow-up, Coach. What in particular is the most or biggest challenge that Minnesota presents to you guys?
Well, defensively, you know, they're one of the best, if not the best statistically, you know, in the conference. And Tracy does a great job. I mean, they've got great size and speed up front. Their linebackers are physical and understand their fits. And their secondary, you know, probably guy for guy, is the most talented secondary in the conference. And they play a very aggressive scheme. Going to play, you know, a quarters concept, but a lot of man. And they do a great job. Now, kick game wise, you know, Jerry's always had great special teams units. And it's no different this year. They had a couple fumbles, obviously, Saturday, but no different from a talent standpoint, a scheme standpoint. And then offensively, you know, Mitch is an experienced quarterback. They've got great size up front. Impressed with Rodney Smith and Shannon Brooks. I thought those two guys played very well, especially last week. And, you know, just looks like your typical Jerry Kill, tough, physical, very talented, play their tails off, don't beat themselves kind of football team.
Thanks a lot, Coach.
Yeah, thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of from Amelia Breno with Minneapolis Star.
Good morning, Coach.
Hi, Amelia.
You mentioned that you feel like your team is a little more focused. Do you see this team maybe reacting a little bit differently to in-game struggles than maybe last year's team would?
I'd say a couple games in, yeah. You know, and again, you know, struggles are what you make of them. And, you know, like Saturday, I mean, we gave, you know, Ball State, and that isn't to disrespect their performance, but, I mean, we gift-wrapped the first half to them by turning the ball over, and you just can't do that. And like I told the guys after the game, we do that in the next eight games. We're going to get not only beat, we're going to get embarrassed. So we got to take care of the ball better, and only to create one turnover when we had our hands on five other balls isn't good enough. So we got a lot of room for improvement, and the guys came really focused today. It was a really good go, and it was in just absolutely horrendous weather. And we hadn't had a rain day. This is our first day in the rain all year. So it was a great test of our maturity and a great test of our focus, and I thought they handled it excellent.
Did you anticipate any of that sort of maturity, that extra focus coming over the off season from these guys?
Yeah, it really started in January. You know, we have had great senior leadership throughout the year. And, you know, I like the calm presence of the group. I think they've got poise. I think they've got solid focus. And, you know, that starts with our seniors, and they're doing a terrific job.
Thank
you. We've got time for one last question for Coach.
And our next question comes from the line of Jonathan Schopp with Spartan Nation.
Coach, you guys have had success running the ball so far. What has been the key to that, and how does it, if possible, get better in October?
Yeah, well, Jonathan, great question. I think it gets harder in October and November. I think, you know, we're going to play teams that are incredibly well coached and have very talented players. And we're just going to have to continue to improve fundamentally first and foremost. And then continue to, you know, create one-on-one matchups for anybody that's going to touch the ball. In the run game, it's our backs and, you know, some of our receivers and our quarterback. And in the passing game, we got to win our one-on-ones, and that's going to be a huge challenge for us this Saturday. Secondary at Minnesota is absolutely outstanding.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks. Go Cats. Bye-bye.